Welcome back to the Action Packed PC Game Podcast, and we are going to review Avengers Infinity War, which is directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo. The writers are Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely. And the synopsis is, the Avengers and their allies must be willing to sacrifice all in the attempt to defeat the powerful Thanos before his blitz of devastation and ruin puts the end of the universe. And before we start the podcast, how did X-Men, Apocalypse, and Justice League get everything wrong? And that will be a question a little bit later on for the podcast. Mike, what is your view on the Avengers? Mike is clapping.
Come on now. You already knew. I can answer your question right now because they're not Marvel. Marvel, once again, does what you're supposed to do. They just get shit right. 18 movies builds up to something. And what does it build up to? Blockbuster, epic, shut everyone else down. DC just quits. It's official. Marvel is the greatest.
No more Flashpoint, no nothing at this point.
For what? Why? We don't need it.
Hold on. Are you serious? They really canceled it?
To reiterate Mike's point, all right, I have pulled some numbers. The numbers for Justice League, opening weekend, $94 million. Total for the whole run, $229 million US, $429 million worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a total of $657 million.
That's right.
Total for that movie. Avengers Infinity War did $630 million the opening weekend.
Yes.
Wait, back this up. How much?
For the whole
$630 million. Right, Star Wars Force Awakens is no more, too.
So just to reiterate, the whole run from the time that Justice League came out to the point that it ran out of the theaters, $657 million for however many weeks that was in the theater. One weekend totally destroys the DC film universe. Nobody's going to go see Aquaman at this point. Nobody cares. Go ahead and continue, Mike.
And let me stress, this is why I laugh when it comes to DC. You absolutely have the most recognizable superheroes on the planet on your roster. The most novice person in the world knows who these people are. And you still can't make a right blockbuster.
Yes.
There's a problem. Marvel started on a journey, and 10 years later, they literally culminated it the way you're supposed to do it. You could have easily dropped the ball, and no, you gave us something that makes you want to see 10 more years and 18 more movies. It's great. From character development, interaction, the storyline, action, special effects, the directors are great. Everything's just great. It's awesome. I don't know what else I can say that's spoiler free.
All right, so let's move on to Aaliyah then. What is your view on the Avengers?
Felt that it was mind-blowing. And yes, it does absolutely blow DC out of the water. However, devil's advocate, because Marvel has been doing this for 10 years, they should be able to get it right.
Hold on, Batman Begins. Batman Begins came before all that stuff. They got it right then. They got it right with the Dark Knight. Dark Knight Returns, maybe not so much. But they were doing it right.
Yes, but they haven't had that many chances at it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they haven't had as many chances as Marvel has had.
Superman Return, Man of Steel.
Is that not true?
That's not true.
They had Superman.
So how many movies has DC Comics made?
The problem is DC never made enough movies. And they always tried to recreate the Dark Knight trilogy. DC tried to copy Marvel, and they just did it very unsuccessfully.
Batman Begins is a great movie.
Because you got to count Green Lantern.
Must
we bring Green Lantern into this?
It was DC.
That was a sad excuse for a movie. Damn.
It was DC.
Yep. Watchmen.
Yeah.
Watchmen was good. All right.
I want to be honest. DC is actually the original comic book franchise company, to be really completely honest about it. Because
Batman 1966 movies?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess DC just sucks.
Richard Donner, Superman. Come on. All right, so let's go on to Matt. Matt, what is your view on Avengers Infinity War?
I felt that it was a phenomenal movie in which Marvel raised the bar despite licensure limitations. DC, take notes. This is how you build a universe with its emotional connection, depth, and villains in which you understand their point of view. For example, Black Panther, they had Killmonger. You understood where he come from. But in this case, you understand exactly where Thanos come from. They did it great. Felt like it had the same impact. They'd done it well.
All right, so James, what is your view? Because you said you had a lot to say, so you must say it now.
See, what I'm about to say has to do with something that's probably later on, something we got to discuss later, and it can't be up for this part, but for this movie, it was amazing. It was more than what I expected. I did expect a lot. It exceeded my expectations. It's not just a movie. It's an experience. Because for a person that's into comics, that grew up with comics, and just seeing where we are right now, comic book movies being number one, people just enjoying comic book movies, not knowing much about it, but enjoying it, this is a good time. And this is just a perfect example of all those stories that could be told and just done properly. They did it properly. I mean, they changed some things up, but it was still a well-done movie. I was just sitting there in awe of just everything of how they just put it together so perfectly, and I just don't understand how DC just can't get it right. I want them to get it right so bad.
And Sony, let's not forget, we have that Venom movie coming out.
Which...
Really? We're going there?
Why not? They're into that too.
Yeah, I think in order to keep the mood upbeat, we might want to just stick to the real Marvel Universe and not mention the little sub ones that pop but up.
We're talking about movies in general. So that's the only reason why. All right, Keith, your view.
It lived up to every bit of the hype, and what I thought was going to happen didn't happen, and didn't happen in the way I thought they would. It was almost the complete opposite. Like, that certain characters would be impacted in certain ways, and that didn't happen. They went in a completely different direction, and it was far better than that. And a couple of things just blew my mind. I think some of the guys mentioned before, earlier, character development. Each one of the separate storylines had different depth to those characters. I got to tell you right now, the biggest character who was developed was Thanos. His movie.
I have to say a different character, which is Doctor Strange. Because that Doctor Strange movie is not good. Yeah.
This is the Doctor Strange that should have been in his own movie. After this one, I'm just looking forward to his new movie.
This was his element because he was beasting out, man.
I think we said before in the podcast of Doctor Strange that he was trying to be another Tony Stark. But in this one, we're getting into spoilers. I'm not going to go there. So the movie was phenomenal. I was blown the last 15 minutes of the movie when I first saw it. You get that feeling in your chest. You just get waiting for that something to happen and you know it's going to happen. I was just jaw dropped. Matt, you sent that GIF, the reaction to seeing the movie and waiting for the movie to start and what happens at the end. That was me. At the end, I was just sitting there like, oh my God, my mind was blown. I was done. So phenomenal movie.
All right. So for me, I just want to say that now I see why Mike claps all the time when he talks about this movie, just because I had somewhat less expectations to see this movie. I thought this was going to be another Avengers 2 or Age of Ultron, whatever you want to call it. But this has a good balance of action, comedy, and drama. A lot of character progression. I like the interweaving of all the different movies and how they fit in. Because I didn't understand how something like Guardians of the Galaxy would fit into Iron Man or Spider-Man. But it does. I was surprised that there were actual stakes in this movie. That things actually happened. That this was a complete movie. Rather than it being two-thirds of fluff and then a third of action. One thing I want to say is that there was a baby in my theater. The baby was quiet for the whole entire time until the credits showed up, and that baby was into it. So that tells you how good this movie is. Do you think that Joss Whedon, who directed Avengers 1 and Avengers 2, and then had some issues with Disney and the production of Age of Ultron, who then went on to do part of Justice League, do you think he would have been capable of directing a movie of this type?
No.
Mike?
No, I don't think
so. Yes, I think so.
Well, I'm kind of on the fence. I think if his heart was in it, then yes, but because I know part of Avengers Age of Ultron, he just didn't even really want to do it. You said everything that comes with it, he wasn't into it the second time around.
Well,
the first time around,
maybe
he
didn't understand Disney's vision. Maybe that's what the problem was. Because Disney pivoted after that movie came out. There was supposed to be a whole different slate of movies. This was supposed to be one movie or whatever was supposed to happen.
This was supposed to be part one and part two.
Yeah, but Disney changed right after Age of Ultron came out. That's fact. But Aaliyah, Matt?
I don't think so. No way. Nope. And not because he's not capable. I just think he just checked out. Last movie he's done was Justice League, something of this caliber, and that was something else. So the complexity of each character in this movie, and then to try to mesh the worlds and do such a great job at it, I don't think he's capable of. He couldn't get the Justice League to look cohesive unit. They don't put chemistry there.
But I know with Justice League, he took over for Snyder, and then they said he tried to meld his with Snyder's as opposed to redoing the entire film.
Yeah, you can't blame it for Justice League.
Like with Marvel, I know for a fact that they said that each director talks to each other when they're doing their movies so that everything remains coherent leading up to this. Like they had a set plan and they made sure everybody was on the same page. With DC, it seems like they had Zack Snyder come in and say, hey, do what you do. And then when it didn't work, they tried to tell him some changes to make and it just kept rolling, spiraling out of control. They didn't really get anything right, in my opinion, until Patty Jenkins kind of got to do what she wanted to do with Wonder Woman until the entire
third act. Well, the problem is that Zack Snyder is not a good director for superhero movies. That's what the problem is. You can see it in Man of Steel. His visual style is a problem. And his approach to directing is a problem, which is why those movies aren't as great as they could be. And I'm not saying that they have to wholesale copy Marvel, but do you want to watch Iron Man 1 or do you want to watch Man of Steel?
Iron Man 1, you already know Steel. That.
Keep you Man of Steel.
Trolling, he's crazy. Trolling bastard.
Man of Steel.
Man, just ignore him on that.
It's a bunch of hate on this side.
You're trolling.
Once again.
You're trolling.
You bunch
trolling.
Of hate. Watchmen was an excellent movie. Should have gotten an Academy Award.
Oh, God.
What?
I cannot stand Watchmen. Knew the Joss Whedon fanboy was going to do that. See, oh, my God. I thought Serenity was pretty awesome. Like, no. The movie sucked. Go ahead, Aaliyah. Give a comment about Joss Whedon.
I think that he probably would not because I think part of what made this movie good was people were collaborating on it. I don't think one person could keep all of this straight. To be honest, I just don't.
Well, this one, you had two people technically, but I just feel that. Well, it's two directors. It's
like they're brothers.
The Russo brothers, Anthony and Joe Russo. So you have two directors, but that also complicates things because you have two different visions. But
they're three for three, though.
Yep. Winter Soldier is the same team. The same team
Winter Soldier, Civil War, and Infinity War. Yep. All of them are phenomenal.
Yep. 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 So I would say that fanboys give Joss Whedon the pass. He gets a pass the same way that Kevin Smith gets a pass. Regardless of what he puts out, oh, this is great, or it has promise. Joss Whedon developed Buffy, which is nice. It's okay, great. But I don't like his writing, I don't like his directing, but he has done good movies. I don't think Joss Whedon would have been able to do this. Joss Whedon was likely the problem with Avengers 2. I can see that now. And then when you talk about the other comic book movies, you have X-Men Apocalypse. This story is that caliber, and Fox screwed it up. DC screwed up Justice League with Steppenwolf and Darkseid. You never even get to see Darkseid.
He was originally supposed to be, and they cut that scene out.
Well, they suck, all right?
I do this for the mother.
Anyway, Joss Whedon would not have been capable of doing this. What transpired and the things that he had control over. Well, I'll let that one go. Let's try to improve Justice League. Which is not possible.
Joss Whedon could have done this.
Joss Whedon sucks. All right.
What did you think of Age of Ultron?
It wasn't as good as the first Avengers, but that wasn't all his fault. That was back when Marvel was going through some serious problems at the time. Before Kevin Feige finally got the superpowers and stuff, apparently, right?
They did the previous head of the studio. The TV hit, and then Kevin Feige were fighting over control. And I think the TV hit.
Feige won. So.
Yeah, the TV hit bowed out. That's what happened. Yes.
Whedon was a casualty of all that because he was caught in the middle because he had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. His big beef was that he couldn't get... Yeah, but part of that, it was that they were trying to merge what was going on in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with the movie. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was supposed to kind of explain the aftermath and the effects that the movies were having. But they ended up just saying, nope, this is what's going on here and that's it.
All right. So, Mike, what score would you give?
You already know what I'm giving it.
The movie that you've been waiting for.
We even got to really ask that question. 10. 10 years, 10 stars, 10 flames, 10 infinity stones if they existed, 10, 10, 10, all day. And I actually have problems with the movie. Well, they're kind of trivial, but still. And I can't talk about them because it would be a spoiler. But no, it's a 10.
All right, Aaliyah.
Slightly hurts my heart because I gave Black Panther a 10. I'm giving it a 10.
All right, Matt.
Excellent tone, pacing, great depth of characters, drama, emotional connection with characters. Got to give it a 10.
All right, James?
I give it a 10.
Keith, what is your score for Avengers?
Joss Whedon wasn't given a chance to direct it, so I'm going to give this movie a 9.
What?
Really?
The last 15 minutes, you could have seen my face jaw drop. I don't think I blinked. I mean, I'm trying to remember how many times I blinked in that whole 10, 15 minutes of, at the end of that movie. It just got real. And the, all the consequences, you kind of know certain things are going to change, but I was fearful for these characters. I was like, dude, who's going to catch it? What's going to happen? And then when it did happen, you kind of like, it wasn't cheap. That hurt. And to Matt's point, pacing was excellent. The writing was excellent. Comedy was spot on. Nothing was inappropriate, out of place. I'm going to give this a 9.5. I did have some problems with it. 9.5, easily.
All right. Just because Keith gave it a 9.5, I'm also going to give it a 9.5. There are some minor issues I have with this movie. So this is almost a near-perfect movie. It gives you everything and it doesn't hold back. And for the negatives that I have, again, those are minor, but they do take a point off. For another movie, it might be a different score, but I enjoyed this a lot. When I left the theater, I just kept thinking about everything that had happened. The next thing is, where does Marvel go from here? If what they gave us from this movie sets all that up, I'm ready to go see. Again, I had said before that I am fatigued on superhero movies. And there's still a lot coming out. You still have Deadpool. You still have Venom. Oh, God. You have Aquaman.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'm ready for that one. I don't even know what's going to happen. I'm all for it, and this is a great movie. This is likely the highest rated movie on the Beast Game Podcast. Beast Game Assemble, and that's Beast Game Podcast.